Hey, I'm Brett Podolsky, co-founder of The Farmer's Dog. We make fresh food for dogs. We started the company when we saw what a huge difference it made in my own dog, Jada, when she stopped eating ultra-processed kibble and started eating fresh, whole food. The Farmer's Dog food isn't fancy. It's just real food delivered to your door in pre-portioned packs. It's better for them and easier for you.
Get 50% off your first box at thefarmersdog.com/podcast. That's thefarmersdog.com/podcast.
Welcome to Tigers in 20 Off the Boards, a Go Tigers 247 audio podcast where we bring you breaking news and interviews with players, top recruits, coaches, and influencers from football and basketball across the city of Memphis and around the nation. Now, let's get to the episode. Welcome back to Go Tigers 247's Tigers in 20 Off the Boards. Y'all know what this is, man. We just we bring in influencers, coaches, players, and other media members to talk about things that are happening inside of the Memphis Tiger program. And I wanted to bring on the Herds 247's Tom Bragg to talk about Tim Gramsey, the new offensive coordinator that Ryan Silverfield hired. He announced his hire last night. Wanted to bring on Tom and just help Tiger fans get to know who Coach Gramsey is and what they can expect from a Tim Gramsey run offense. So, Tom, thank you so much for joining me, man.
Hey, no problem, buddy. Anytime. What's up?
Yeah, so I wanted to ask you, man, like, just, you know, I know that Coach Gramsey is coming from Marshall as the offensive coordinator, and obviously you covering the Marshall team, you have insight into who he is and what he does. And so I wanted to, first question for you is, man, what's the reaction been at Marshall about losing Tim Gramsey?
Honestly, and Memphis fans probably won't like to hear this, it's been kind of split. I don't know if they were a minority, but there was a vocal portion of the fan base that had kind of tired on Tim Gramsey. But if you look at the numbers, Marshall's had a really good offense statistically under Tim Gramsey. You know, they had guys like Grant Wells, who quarterback has since transferred to Virginia Tech, but he kind of came out of nowhere, local kid here in West Virginia. Nobody really thought he was going to be a guy to develop into not even just a starting quarterback, but an all-conference type starting quarterback like he had been. And Gramsey also handled the quarterbacks as well as being the offensive coordinator at Marshall. So that was definitely a feather in his cap. But the thing with Tim Gramsey's offenses the last few years seems to be they put up tons of numbers, but they tended to fade, particularly in the back half of the season. And the 2020 season, obviously there was lots of weird things going on with scheduling and COVID and all of that. Marshall got out to a hot start, 7-0. I believe they were as high as 15, maybe 14 in the country in most of the major polls. And then they lose a couple straight at the end, and it was the offense. They just couldn't put any points up. They were turning the ball over. They lost inexplicably to a bad Rice team. They got shut out at home. It was the first time Marshall had been shut out at home ever since they opened that stadium in 1991. They go on another not-so-great offensive performance in the 2020 CUSA title game against UAB, and then they kind of laid an egg in the bowl game against Buffalo. So that ushered out Doc Holliday, the former coach. In comes Charles Huff, and the only member of Doc Holliday's staff that he kept was Tim Gramsey. It's the only holdover from the whole staff. And I thought that kind of spoke volumes of the respect that the way that Gramsey ran his offense had earned from guys like Huff, who were outsiders coming in, kind of taking a stock of what Marshall had. They kept that guy. And it was kind of the same thing this year. Marshall got off to a pretty good start. They were scoring a bunch of points. Maybe they were missing here and there. They lost early to East Carolina, a game they really should have won. That wasn't really on the offense, though. That was defense gave up a bunch of points late, let East Carolina come back. They went down to App State, a really good App State team this year. They lost 31-30 on a Thursday night on ESPN. Great game. Again, not really on the offense. But towards the end of this season, when things kind of sputtered a little bit, I guess, for Marshall. It was points. It was turnovers. It was some inconsistency on offense. Now, Marshall had a really good freshman running back this year, a kid named Rasheen Ali, Football Writers Association of America, freshman All-American. Grant Wells, that I mentioned, had another pretty good year, but he's on his way out. He transferred to Virginia Tech. So it'll be interesting from the Marshall side to see how this goes, because you're bringing in a new quarterback. They got the transfer, Henry Columbia from Texas Tech. You're going to be bringing in a new offensive coordinator, but it'll be interesting to see how they transition to that. Marshall under Cramsey was kind of a wide open. They wanted to move fast. They wanted lots of plays, lots of points. And I figure that's probably what he's going to try to bring down to Memphis. I'm not sure if the new head coach will be, you know, step for step in line with what Huff and Doc Holliday tried to do with Tim Cramsey here, but that's kind of been his MO. They want to move fast. They want to put up lots of plays. They want to be, if they're only running 80 plays a game, that's not enough. They want to be 90. They want to be 100. They want to be among those teams that is just play, make the defenses move fast and react. So like I said, it'll be interesting to see how that goes down in Memphis. Marshall fans kind of split. I know Cramsey had his good and his bad times at Marshall. The good was really, really good, and the bad just – It felt like Marshall was close, but not quite there.
So with Ryan Silverfield as the head coach at the University of Memphis, he's obviously been on staff at the University of Memphis under Mike Norvell before Mike left for Florida State. And, you know, Ryan Silverfield's role was for Memphis was as an offensive line coach. He's had history as a running backs coordinator. He's coached some of the best running backs in the NFL. And obviously he's had a role with some of the Memphis running backs that are in the NFL now. Ryan Silverfield loves the run game. He loves to establish the offense through the run game. So I guess my question for you is, does that go hand in hand with what Cramsey likes to do on offense? Like what are some of the, you've mentioned a little bit of the fast pace, the lots of plays, lots of yards, but what if you had to game plan out a Tim Cramsey offensive performance, what would it look like? Would it be run heavy off, passing the ball, spread offense? What would it look like?
Well, Marshall has been fortunate, particularly in these Cramsey years, of having just some really fantastic running backs on the roster. I mentioned Rasheen Ali as a redshirt freshman this year was very, very good. And that comes on the heels of a guy, Brendan Knox, who was one of the best running backs in Marshall school history. He's a Conference USA MVP, offensive player of the year for the league a couple of times, I believe. And that's really what Marshall built off of. Yes, they liked to move quick and throw the ball downfield when the opportunities presented themselves, but they also had running backs who were going for 4 and 5 yards a clip, and they really liked to build off of that. I'm not super familiar with Memphis's roster right now. If they don't have that type of guy, I would imagine Cramsey and the recruiting guys are going to go out and look for that sort of mold, a guy. That would be my advice to Memphis fans. If you want to know what you might expect, go look at the way Marshall has recruited running backs and how they've used those guys like Ali, like Brendan Knox. So those were the two big guys under Cramsey, and really everything built off of that. Like I said, they like to pass. They want to get good quarterbacks, athletic wide receivers who can go make plays, but everything kind of built off the running game.
So, you know, we're a 247 site, 247 sports. We love the recruiting aspect of things. And obviously Coach Cramsey is going to be hitting the trail hard. I think he even tweeted out this morning he was in Atlanta already recruiting. What is his reputation on the recruiting trail? Like, where does he recruit? Where are his ties? What can Memphis fans expect in terms of like where he'll be a lot? And what is his reputation on the recruiting trail?
Well, I'll say this. So earlier this week, new thing going on in college football this year, the NCAA is allowing coaching staffs and coaches to visit players that have signed, but they're not done with high school. So guys that signed the NLIs during December, but are finishing out those last semester's last classes. And the Marshall staff was down in Texas this week talking to a 3-star tight end, a kid named Sean Salas, really good player. And when the news came out, I guess last night, that it was official that Cramsey was gone, Mr. Salas, Sean Salas's dad, it wasn't a DM, it was a public tweet. He sent it at me. He was like, man, that guy is going to be a star down there. He made a really good impression on us. Good for Memphis, but he probably won't be there long because we think he's going to be a head coach. That might be taking it a little bit far, baby steps with that, but his reputation among the guys that, that Marshall was able to go out and recruit was great. I have never heard a bad thing about him from recruits. I know Grant Wells, the quarterback I keep bringing up that, that transferred out, he loved him. And I think that was a big part of the reason why Huff brought Kramsey back to the staff, was that there was that connection with the quarterback. And you look back, the guy that that Marshall had before Wells, a kid named Isaiah Green, he kind of plateaued. He ended up transferring out, but it was the same thing. He was a project, and Kramsey got a hold of him and turned him into an all-conference type quarterback. So he's a development guy. He's a relationships guy. He recruits really all over. He's been, gosh, he has got a long list of places he's been. You know, he coached out west. He's been at Nevada. He's been at Montana State. He's been in New Hampshire. That's, he comes from the Chip Kelly tree. He got his start in college coaching at New Hampshire when Chip Kelly was the coach there. He's been at FIU, so he's got some Florida ties there. So he's got, you know, he's got a thumb in some pies in a bunch of different spots around the country. Seems to be, last few years, he's done really well in the South. You've seen him pop up in the Carolinas. Marshall recruits heavy in Virginia, North Carolina, South Carolina, Florida, Georgia, Alabama, all through the South there. That's a big fertile recruiting area for Marshall, and he's been a big part of that.
So the previous offensive coordinator at the University of Memphis was a guy named Mike Johns. And Mike was offensive coordinator under Mike Norvell, and then stayed on under Ryan Silverfield. And what was everybody knew that when Mike Norvell was at Memphis, he was the play caller for the University of Memphis offense. That was his deal. And when Johns was last year, Ryan Silverfield's second year as the head coach, Johns became the play caller for the University of Memphis. And there was a tough transition, I think, for him because he hadn't done that before in the past. And so I wanted to ask you about Coach Kramsey's role at Marshall with Coach Huff. Was Coach Huff the play caller, or did Kramsey call the plays, or what was the dynamic between head coach and offensive coordinator?
The read I always got on that is Kramsey was calling the plays and Huff had veto power down on the field. And the thing you got to remember about Huff, he came in, he had to take this head coaching job at Marshall. He had been the running backs coach at Alabama and their point man on recruiting. Essentially, he was the guy that recruited all those dudes that are so good at Alabama now. And before that, he had kind of done the same thing at Penn State, Mississippi State. He was the guy who recruited Saquon Barkley at Penn State, to give you some background on Huff. But he had never been a coordinator before he came in to Marshall. So he had never had the play calling duties. He had never had up in the box, reading the field, looking at the screens, getting on the headsets, making those calls. So Kramsey was the guy upstairs making the calls for Marshall. Huff did have veto power, but I don't think he exercised it a whole lot. It was kind of Kramsey's game on offense.
So in your opinion, what should Tiger fans expect from Coach Kramsey? What should the offense look like next year? And should they be excited about Coach Kramsey coming on board?
I think they should be excited about Coach Kramsey coming on board. Like I said, there was the vocal portion of the Marshall fan base that had kind of gotten stale on Kramsey, but I didn't think he was a bad coach. I just think it had come to a point where you just needed change. Everybody needed a fresh scenery, but on both sides of that. And I think he's going to do well down at Memphis, not being super familiar with Memphis's roster. Maybe it takes some recruiting to get some of his guys in. I mentioned the run game. He's always had good running backs. He built some offensive lines at Marshall, certainly with the help of offensive line coaches, but he's had all conference guys up and down that line every year he was there. 2 years ago, kid named Kane Madden was first team All-American. He was a guard, was fantastic on that Marshall team. So good, in fact, that he transferred to Notre Dame. It was a starter for Notre Dame all season this year. So I think you're going to have a tough running game. You're going to have savvy quarterback play, not necessarily super flashy. You're not going to have the guy throwing for 500 and 600 yards, or the dual threat type guy that's going to always be a threat to tuck it and take off. It's going to be the savvy kind of pro style quarterback, athletic receivers that run their route trees, get opens, third downs, guys you can depend on third down, rather. But under Huff, at least, the idea is to not get into too many third downs. Like I said, they want to go fast. They want to keep the sticks moving. They want to put up a lot of points, a lot of yards, a lot of plays. And I figure that's probably going to hold true when he gets down to Memphis. Like I said, I'm not super familiar with the roster that y'all have down there, but if the right guys are in place, he can do really well down there.
Man, Tom, thank you so much for joining me, man. I really appreciate you last minute coming on and telling us a little bit about what we should expect from Tim Kramsey, and I really appreciate you doing that for me, man. Hope you have a great rest of the day.
All right, thanks, Kenny. Anytime, bud.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Tigers and 20 Off the Boards. If you enjoyed this episode, we would love for you to leave a rating and a comment wherever you download your podcast. If you are interested in daily content all about the University of Memphis athletic program, head over to www.gotigers247.com. Articles are published daily, and you can join the Go Tigers 247 family by signing up for a VIP membership for even more behind-the-scenes information.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.